Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 6, 1804. Mornings are full of visitors at the fort. 2 days ago, Chief Black Cat came to the fort with two young chiefs and stayed all day. Yesterday, the Corps not only had Indian visitors, but Northwest Company representatives came to say goodbye. They were headed for the trading post on the Assiniboine River up north. Today, only one Indian and his wife came, and the man was very fancy. Captain Clark describes.
The wind blew violently hard from the north-northwest, with some snow, the air keen and cold. The thermometer at 8 o'clock a.m. stood at 10 degrees above zero. At 9 o'clock, a man and his squaw came down with some meat for the interpreter. His dress was a pair of moccasins of buffalo skin, a pair of leggings of goat skin, and a buffalo robe, 14 ring of brass on his fingers. This metal the Mandans are very fond of. Cold afternoon. River rise 1.5 inches today. Captain William Clark, December 6, 1804.
Have you noticed that when Chief Black Cat comes to the fort, he generally stays all day, sometimes even spending the night? He was designated by the captains as a chief for the village of Ruptahe, and he turned out to be very affable, very cooperative, and he seemed to genuinely like all the men of the Corps. You may recall that the captains gave him an American flag when they arrived in the villages, which, a couple of years later, he proudly displayed to the English traders of the Northwest Company, making clear his loyalties. Captain Lewis thought a good deal of Black Cat, and later in the winter described him in these words.
This man possesses more integrity, firmness, intelligence, and perspicuity of mind than any Indian I have met in this quarter. And I think, with a little management, he may be made a useful agent in furthering the views of our government. The Black Cat presented me with a bow and apologized for not having completed the shield he had promised, alleging that the weather had been too cold to permit his making it. I gave him some small shot, 6 fishing hooks, 2 yards of ribbon. His squaw also presented me with 2 pair of moccasin, for which in return I gave a small looking glass and a couple of needles. The chief dined with me and left me in the evening. Captain Meriwether Lewis.
Tomorrow, the buffalo are coming.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.